This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The threat is real. Manufactured yet real. The final battle for the Republic. The future of Earth is happening now. 6 days out. Six. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And tomorrow will be 5 days, and 4 days, 3 days, 2 days, 1 day. Boom. Monday ends. And then we go into Tuesday and the big election. And a lot of people say, hey, why are you showing all this Bev Harris stuff about election fraud? Now they're shaving votes. That'll just credit the election. Maybe we'll not go vote. We have to expose them trying to steal it. Clearly, it's a landslide for Trump. They've skewed the polls. They've skewed the Google. It's all come out in WikiLeaks. They control the media. If Trump wouldn't have resisted and we'd had another milquetoast Republican that had political operatives working for him that were, you know, stepping down. I'll tell you, Ron Paul was a great guy and meant well, but you had people like Jesse Benton that has just absolutely been certified as a piece of filth. And I'm not doing that as some pissing contest to put Jesse Benton down. It's just that hindsight's 2020, and you can just see the crap that's going on. And then now you got Trump like a flame-breathing dragon blasting the globalist. I mean, it's everything we ever hoped for. I mean, he's attacking them on everything. He's devastating them. These issues he's launched, the populist movement that he's taken, InfoWars, and what Ron Paul did, the Liberty Movement, and things going back to Barry Goldwater, and what Drudge has done, and the Western Journalism Center, and Breitbart, and just 5 times, 10 times, 20 times, amplified it. It's global. And it's the spirit of our age. And all over the world, people are pulling out. People know they want self-determination. Humans can have unlimited prosperity. There'll always be somebody with something more than you or I, but it doesn't matter. And some people that stole it, some people that made it, you know, the free market. But you can't end the free market because it's got problems, because what it's compared to is hell on earth. So Paul Watson's about to get to share here, and I'm going to ask him what's coming up today in the next hour. I know he's got some big breaking news, but we've got the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. All the different segments of the show were very powerful today, and everything that's happening is extremely powerful right now. We need to focus on the top 20 or so WikiLeaks that have come out in the last few months. A lot of it hasn't gotten proper focus. We need to focus in on how Hillary accuses Trump of everything she does. We need to focus in on other dirty tricks they might pull, the fact that she wants war with Russia and that she wants war in Syria, and just that she represents all the corporate interests that have hijacked our nation. Now, Paul Watson, tell us, my friend, what is coming up in the next hour as you host from the UK?
Hi, Alex. Yeah, we got Bill Mitchell coming up. He's been listed as one of the top influencers on social media during this election cycle, which is a point that many people have made. You know, Hillary Clinton's got over 10 million Twitter followers. Routinely, myself, InfoWars, people like Bill Mitchell get more retweets, more visibility on Twitter alone. He's an expert on the polls, so we're going to drill down how this post-FBI announcement has affected the polls. Is there a significant shift towards Trump? He's also an expert on how they oversampled Democrats for all these polls. So, again, we're going to drill into that because he really is the go-to source on these issues.
Wow, so top pollster exposes the Hillary fraud coming up.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, the ABC poll just came out a few hours ago. 12-point shift. Hillary was supposedly, even with the oversampling, 12 points ahead of Trump. Even with that oversampling still in place, she's now lost virtually all of that lead over the past 10 days alone.
I know, and it's a total, just not a conspiracy. It's an exercise in mind control and lockstep that the whole media just ignores this oversampling.
No, every single time. And, you know, the common argument is, well, there are more Democrats registered than Republicans. Bill Mitchell breaks that down. He proves how that's not the case. That's not reflected.
Well, it's not true because they don't vote as much as Republicans.
Exactly. And there's a lot more enthusiasm behind Trump, which is why we could see a Brexit-style scenario. But even so, the polls are tightening as we move toward the last day.
All right, stay there. Paul Joseph Watson from PrisonPlanet.com. our heavy hitter. Straight ahead on the other side, ladies and gentlemen, my aide-de-camp. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're thinking about purchasing a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customized bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Supreme Sleep System. Reverie Sleep Systems use patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Find out why Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back and legs, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night promise. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, you can send the bed back for a full refund. Right now, Reverie's radical new hybrid mattresses are changing the world of sleep. They combine velvety memory foam with the breathability of natural rubber, so they don't sleep hot. Call 866-882-3300 right now for our free guide to great sleep. That's 866-882-3300. Or visit Reverie.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live on the Fox Jones Show. As I said before the break, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we've got Bill Mitchell, host of Your Voice Radio, and he really has been the go-to guy when it comes to these polls, how they're oversampling Democrats, what these poll numbers really reflect, especially in the aftermath of Friday's FBI announcement regarding the reopening of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. So Bill Mitchell is coming up at the bottom of the hour. For now, though, we're going to get into some of this breaking news. And again, this story was up on Infowars.com this morning. WikiLeaks, of course, yesterday announced Phase 3 of their operation against Hillary Clinton, that's how it's come to be characterized, with more releases of the Podesta emails. But is that all we're going to see from WikiLeaks over the next 7 days? You will notice that one name, one email address that's noticeably absent from all those John Podesta emails is that of Hillary Clinton. Now, there's been speculation which continues to build that those 33,000 deleted Hillary Clinton emails could be released in some form or another by WikiLeaks. And this speculation has started because Kim.com, who of course you will know as the founder of Mega Upload, the entrepreneur, the hacking expert, ever since basically 2014, he gave an interview back in 2014 We know that he's close to WikiLeaks. We know that he talks to Julian Assange on a regular basis. Back in 2014, he tweeted that he would be a major thorn in the side of Hillary Clinton in 2016. Then he went on Bloomberg and gave an interview a few months later and said that Julian Assange would be Hillary Clinton's worst nightmare come the 2016 election. So again, 18 months before the Podesta emails get released, he goes on Bloomberg and predicts that this is going to happen. Now, over the past several weeks, Kim.com has come out and made several tweets hinting that Julian Assange does in fact have access to some, if not all, of these 33,000 deleted emails. This is the headline up on Infowars.com right now, and it's also up on Drudge Report. Is WikiLeaks about to release Hillary's 33,000 deleted emails? Internet security expert Kim.com says that Hillary Clinton is in, quote, serious trouble, with new information set to leak that some speculate could be a WikiLeaks release of Hillary Clinton's 33,000 deleted emails. Again, he made this promise, May 2015, that Julian Assange would be Hillary Clinton's worst nightmare. He admitted, quote, I love to talk to them. He's closely allied with WikiLeaks, with Julian Assange. And again, he predicted that Assange would be Hillary's worst nightmare in 2016, quote, because he has access to information. And of course, that has proven very much accurate. Last week, Kim.com also tweeted at WikiLeaks. This went up last week with a video of himself reacting to a You've Got Mail audio clip hours before he sent out another tweet which stated, bleach bit con bleach it. Which, of course, is a reference to the software tool used by Hillary's campaign to hide traces of her deleted emails. So the question at this point, we know that he's close to Assange. We know that he predicted Assange would be Hillary's worst nightmare because he had access to the information. He's come out with a series of tweets suggesting that there is one more bombshell WikiLeaks release on Hillary Clinton. So if it's going to happen, it's got to happen within the next 7 days. Is Kim.com merely trolling everyone with these constant hints, constant suggestions that there are new bombshell revelations about Hillary to come out in addition to the Podesta emails? Or is he actually serious and are we going to see another big drop over the next few days? It was interesting that Rush Limbaugh covered this on his radio show on Friday because somebody called in and basically brought this to his attention. And he made the point, quote, in all of these Podesta emails, there's not a single Hillary Clinton email in the bunch. It's Podesta emailing everybody, the DNC, everybody in the Hillary campaign. But there are no Hillary Clinton emails in the Podesta dump. He continues, along comes Kim.com, who's got an axe to grind with the US government, the Obama administration, as has Julian Assange, of course. He knows Assange, so the people. Nobody knows. This is all speculation. What's going on here is that Kim.com has worked with Assange and is really the hacker. It's not the Russians. So that speculation has been raging. It will continue to rage. Of course, we know that there are still thousands of emails from John Podesta's personal email account that are yet to be released by WikiLeaks. We're up to number 25 of the Podesta email dump as of today. Again, that is going to continue right up until Election Day on November 8th. But is there one more black swan in this epic tale, this epic twist that we've seen, of course, since the FBI announcement on Friday? Is there one more shoe to drop in terms of WikiLeaks releasing some, if not all, of those deleted emails, which, of course, the NSA has had access to and continues to store, according to Kim.com, at its spy facility in Utah. So we're going to keep up with that. We'll keep up with developments. We'll monitor Kim.com's Twitter account for any more suggestions that that might happen. But again, allied to this is more speculation, and this has been brewing for a long time, based on the fact that a biographer for Donald Trump supposedly, and this was in the WikiLeaks emails, this has come out, had 9 hours of personal conversations with Donald Trump. Now, you know that Donald Trump likes to talk off the cuff, as we saw with the Billy Bush tapes, with the locker room banter. Of course, you could record anyone throughout a day for 9 hours straight, and they're going to come up with some pretty fruity remarks. Of course, there could be jokes, they could be taken out of context, there could be anything whatsoever if you edit them together correctly and create a media firestorm with people who are ready and waiting at the trigger to be offended, then obviously you could come out with some damaging material about Donald Trump. It came out in the WikiLeaks that his biographer, back about 18 months ago, offered the Clinton campaign free access to these 9 hours of recordings of Donald Trump in private conversations. Are they going to pull the trigger on that? People like Ben Shapiro don't think so. They say that the behavior of the Clinton campaign in the aftermath of this FBI announcement, their desperation, their demeanor, suggests that they're all out of ammo and that they have no more dirt to launch against Trump. Of course, with the Billy Bush tapes, the polls in the aftermath of that showed that it probably only affected Trump's polling numbers at a rate of about 1% drop in support. So it didn't really have any impact whatsoever. You had a series of women come out afterwards, make claims that Trump had groped them, that he had sexually assaulted them, and really that narrative didn't stick. They had no evidence to prove it. Many of their stories were pulled apart almost as soon as they were published. But now we have this headline out of the Ralph Report. Out of real ammo, media now claims Russians have Trump sex tape. So we're beyond the racial remarks, we're beyond the remarks about women. Now some journalists, left-wing journalists, are out on Twitter claiming that there is a Trump sex tape. The article reads, it gets hard to come up with the openings to these posts sometimes. How many ways can you say the mainstream media has sunk to a new low? Over the past 24 hours, they've been pushing a debunked story about Donald Trump being controlled by the Kremlin. Of course, that came out, even the New York Times had to admit, the FBI's looked into those connections and found no evidence whatsoever. But now there are left-wing journalists out on Twitter claiming that there's a Donald Trump sex tape where he's having an orgy with Russian supermodels in Moscow. Fairly unbelievable, but again, a reflection, you might say, of the desperation as we head towards these final days. Would they be that desperate to cook up such a story if they're so confident in the poll numbers, if they're so confident that Hillary Clinton has secured this election? Then you've got another potential black swan, of course, which is James O'Keefe. Again, over the past 2 weeks, we've had absolute bombshell confirmation of what we said all along. The riots, the violence at Trump rallies was funded, directed, organized by the DNC, by surrogates of Hillary Clinton's campaign. That got nowhere near the traction it deserved in the mainstream media. But again, it went absolutely viral on the internet, millions upon millions of views. We had the vote rigging tape on top of that, them talking about bussing people in on a regular basis, openly admitting to violating the law. O'Keefe has said on numerous occasions that he has another tape yet to drop that features surrogates of Hillary Clinton or even operatives within her campaign making racially disparaging remarks. Now, we had the story a couple of weeks ago, which again got about 900,000 views on one YouTube video alone that I uploaded, of the former Clinton chef, Tracy Martin, saying that he witnessed personally on numerous occasions Hillary Clinton making racially disparaging remarks. One particular example, calling a servant the N-word when he displeased her. Of course, that was a claim backed up by no actual evidence, but then again, it was on the same level as all those women who came out with claims against Trump with no actual evidence. The difference is that that got saturation mainstream media coverage. This got nothing at all. But if James O'Keefe, as he has promised on Twitter on numerous occasions, has an audio tape of Hillary Clinton operatives, or at least surrogates, making racially disparaging remarks, and that, I would estimate, is set to be released either tomorrow or before the end of the week, could that have yet another impact? Of course, the mainstream media is going to do their best to bury it, to try and cover it up, to pretend that it doesn't exist. But again, it's another black swan that we could see in this final week of the election. Is Hillary's campaign content to just ride it out and have confidence in these poll numbers, despite, as we're going to document later, again, many of them are cooked, many of them oversampled Democrats. Do they have enough confidence in those polls to sit and wait this out or do they have another card to play against Donald Trump? And on the flip side, is there more bombshell to come out about Hillary Clinton from WikiLeaks, from James O'Keefe, or from another direction? We'll be back on The Alex Jones Show after the break. Don't go away.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah.
We are back live on the Alex Jones Show, 4th hour overdrive. In the next segment, we've got Bill Mitchell, host of Your Voice Radio, coming up to drill down into the polls post-FBI investigation, and we're going to find out if they're going to have a major impact on the election. We're also going to talk about those early voting numbers, try and get a sense of what they're beginning to indicate. But before we get back into the news, I want to tell you about the 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food Special. This is the final 24 hours to enjoy that discount at InfoWarsStore.com to save 30 to 40% off on our InfoWars Select Storable Food. Again, 48% of Russians in a poll say that they expect a new world war over Syria. We know that that's more likely if Hillary Clinton gets into office, given that she's promised to use military assets against Russia if it's even suspected of cyber hacking. These are perilous, dangerous times. Governments are storing food. They're storing seeds. So you're not a conspiracy kook if you want to do the same thing and get your hands on some of this food insurance. So again, this is the last 24 hours that you can enjoy this special with Hillary and her globalist allies trying to steal the election. There's never been a more crucial time to start getting prepared for the future with storable food. 25-year shelf life on all of this storable food. Super high-quality ingredients. It's made in the USA. There's a reason why FEMA reports predict up to a 395% increase in food prices that could trigger mass unrest. Again, this is an insurance against multiple factors. And hey, if nothing happens, then you just eat the food. And it's cheaper than what it would cost you to buy at the grocery store anyway, if you're buying it in bulk. So it's a win-win whatever way you look at it. Again, governments are warning about civil unrest. We've got 48% of Russians in a poll thinking that there may be World War III over Syria. We've got Russian television telling their citizens where to find nuclear bunkers. Americans aren't being told that by CNN. So again, it's a good idea for you to get prepared. If the government's doing it, you're not a kook for doing the same. 30 to 40% off on InfoWars Select Storable Food. The final 24 hours to enjoy that discount at InfoWarsStore.com. Absolutely crucial. And again, it helps us build this platform to the point where our tweets get more retweets, get more exposure, get more readership than Hillary Clinton's official Twitter account with 10 million plus followers. That's what you have enabled us to build, to take on the mainstream media directly, to crush their narrative as we have during this election cycle by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go back to some news stories. Let's talk about media bias, because of course we had Donald Trump complaining about the media being rigged for weeks and weeks. He was attacked. He was savaged as a conspiracy theorist. Well, a new poll has come out and it finds that the majority, the huge majority of Americans believe the media is biased in favor of Hillary Clinton. Which is interesting because only about a week ago we had a poll that said 55% of Americans thought the media was biased in favor of Hillary. Now it's 75%, according to a Suffolk University USA Today poll, which finds that by an overwhelming margin, Americans believe the media is biased in favor of the Democratic presidential candidate. They were asked, quote, "Who do you think the media, including major newspapers and TV stations, would like to see elected president, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?" A whopping 75% of those polled said the media favored Clinton, while only 7% said the media preferred Trump. So that narrative of media rigging, with Donna Brazile feeding Hillary the debate questions the day before, with dozens of reporters going to John Podesta's apartment for cozy dinners before they write major stories, that has now finally translated into the polls, and 75% of all three-quarters of Americans now believe that the media is overwhelmingly biased in favor of Hillary Clinton. Again, up 20 percentage points from a different poll that was taken just a week or 10 days previously. So again, it exemplifies how that narrative has really took hold. It's not took hold with the media itself, which continues to be completely biased. This is an article out of Newsbusters study, Big Three Networks Attack Comey Over Clinton by 3-1. Ever since it was announced that the FBI was pursuing new leads into the investigation of Hillary Clinton's email server scandal, the Big Three, ABC, CBS, and NBC, have gone into attack mode against James Comey, turning what should be a scandal about Clinton into a smear about the FBI director. Beginning with the evening October 28th of the announcement through Monday, MRC analysts reviewed all statements, found that when the media took a position on Comey and Clinton, arguments against Comey were 88 compared to those against Clinton, which were 31. That's a ratio of almost 3-1 where the mainstream media is attacking the FBI director Comey while absolving Hillary Clinton, who should be the target of their ire, for blame. So again, another direct example of the media being rigged. The good news is the polls now show Americans are finally starting to realize it. We'll be back after the break with Bill Mitchell. This is the Alex Jones
Show.
We're
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
On the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is the Alex Jones Show Live. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to go to our guest now, who is Bill Mitchell, host of Your Voice Radio at yourvoiceradio.com. And as I said beforehand, consistently listed as one of the top influencers on social media during this election cycle. Again, you can go to his Twitter account. He's posted the impressions that he gets for his tweets alone. It's almost at 200 million every month at this point. And it's the same with a lot of people, Cernovich, myself, we're absolutely crushing them. To the point now where Hillary Clinton's tweets get less retweets than ours, despite the fact that she's got national attention and 10 million plus followers. That's how we're winning the narrative on social media. Of course, he's also an expert on the polls, which we're going to delve into. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Nice to finally meet you face to face, sort of.
Good to speak to you. Now, I wanted to get into the polls straight away because, of course, that's your primary focus. We've seen in many of them, at first they tried to claim that there was very little shift. But after the FBI announcement, for example, you know, this ABC poll today, we've got, what, a 12, 13-point shift away from people supporting Hillary. In the numbers we've seen so far since the FBI announcement, is this shift in support towards Trump quantifiable? Do you think it could be what tips things in Trump's favor come November the 9th?
You know, I've been saying all along that this is a change election. We have approximately 72% of the electorate that is unhappy with the direction of this country. This is very similar to 1980. And I've been saying all along that all of the polls, all of the debates, all the ads, all the gotchas, the scandals, in the end, really don't matter as much as the fact that in a change election, the change candidate wins, period. And in this election, Donald Trump is the change candidate. And what we've had in this race is a very high level of undecideds, even within a week or two of the election, you know, 16 points undecided. And what happens in a change election, and this happened in 1980 as well, in the final week, those undecideds go towards the challenger. And the challenger in this case is Trump, and the status quo candidate is Hillary. So I think that what's happening with this FBI thing is everybody saying, oh, it's the FBI thing is changing everything. I think it was changing anyway. I think the FBI thing doesn't hurt. It's sort of the icing on the cake. It ties a bow around it. But, you know, I really believe that this was taking place anyway. And we've seen in this election cycle some very strange sampling. If you look back at 2008, for instance, in the primaries, the Democrats had a turnout. It was approximately D plus 8 over the Republicans. So they had about 8% more turnout than the Republicans did. Apologize. I thought I had turned this off. Forgive me. Apologize for that. Okay. But anyway, the Democrats had about 8% more turnout in the primaries than the Republicans did in 2008. In the general election, they had about 7% more turnout. So there was a correlation between the primary turnout and the general election turnout. Then back in 2000, under Bush, it was almost the same. Very similar. Republicans had slightly higher turnout in the primaries. They had slightly higher turnout in the general election. This time, Republicans had a plus one turnout over Democrats in the primaries. Okay, we had about a million votes more in the primaries than Democrats. And it was actually higher than that because Trump wrapped up the nomination a month before Hillary did. So if that our nomination process had gone on as long as Hillary's did, it would have been even greater. Okay, so if we go back with the same correlation that we had in 2000 and 2008 between the primaries and the general, we should be looking at polls with maybe R plus zero, R plus one, D plus one samples. Instead, for instance, this ABC poll has a D plus 10 sample. That's 3 points better than Obama experienced in 2008 when he had a landslide. 70,000 people at his rallies, sold out his merchandise, dominated social media, had a best-selling book, had people fainting at his rallies. I mean, there was all this visible empirical evidence on the ground that Obama was dominating. Hillary has none of that, and yet pollsters are factoring in a victory in a landslide higher than Obama experienced, despite the fact that we won the primary battle. So I've been saying all along, folks, and they know this on the Democrat side, this is not a D plus 10 election. This is not a D plus 8 election. At the most, this is a D plus 0 to D plus 2 election. And take all these polls right now that are either tied or with Hillary winning and apply a D plus 0 or a D plus 2 sample of those, and Trump wins every one, some of them by a lot. And that's the reality of this election right now.
So you're saying this argument that there are likely to be 8-9% more Democrats voting is completely disproven by the primaries. Why do you think they do this? Is it just that's what they've always done? Or are they trying to instruct, are they trying to manipulate public opinion to the point where, you know, Trump voters think, well, this is a losing battle. Trump has no chance of winning, so we're not going to bother to vote. Is it? I mean, we saw that referenced in the WikiLeaks, didn't we? So are they doing it deliberately to form this kind of narrative that Hillary's victory is inevitable?
Yeah, I think so. I think what they were trying for is they realized that Hillary is a very weak candidate here. She is a status quo candidate. When the electorate is unhappy with the status quo, she can't really get out on the campaign trail and campaign. What is she supposed to do? You know, campaign as the change candidate at the same time praising Obama, you know. It's a real problem here. So what they were trying to do is they were trying to go for an early knockout. It's like a boxing match where if you are not as good of a boxer as the person you're up against, you go out swinging for haymakers, looking for the early knockout so that, you know, you can take them out early, because they knew that Hillary would never survive a 15-round match against Trump. And because of social media and guys like yourself, guys like me, guys like Cernovich, because we have balanced out the media and kept everybody off the ledge, we've survived through 15 rounds, and now the points are adding up in our favor, and we're going to win the victory.
And again, we keep hearing the question over and over again. There's so much enthusiasm behind Trump, thousands and thousands of people. In fact, I think that the attendees at the Pence rallies outnumbered those for Kaine and Clinton combined. Yeah. So much enthusiasm, so seemingly little enthusiasm behind Hillary. But, I mean, I posted a meme yesterday which said, you know, the problem isn't that Hillary's an unethical, corrupt, lying, criminal dirtbag. Everyone knows that. The problem is that her supporters don't care. I mean, do Hillary supporters care? What do the polls show, for example, about how many Hillary-leaning supporters care about the corruption, care about this FBI investigation? Is it going to deter them from voting for her?
Well, you know, I wanted to point out something in what you just said about the rally size that a lot of people don't get. It's a deeper thing to that, is that in 2008, Obama had huge rallies, okay, big rallies. In 2012, he didn't. Okay, so what was the difference? Well, in 2008, there were a lot of people that were new to the process, young people, black voters that had not voted before, that were new to the process. They wanted to experience it. They wanted to be out there. They wanted to go to the rallies. They wanted to see it. In 2008 or 2012, he didn't have big rallies anymore, even though he's the same guy, because most of his voters were experienced voters, old hat voters. So what we're seeing right now, we keep talking about the monster vote in this election. This is the 20 million people that were registered to vote in 2012. It didn't. It's a million, many million millions more than that that were eligible to vote and aren't even registered. So millions and millions of voters out there. And what we're seeing is that Trump's rallies are so big because so many people going to those rallies are first-time voters, just like Obama experienced in 2008. Because old hat experienced voters don't tend to go out to rallies and stuff like that. Yeah, I've heard it. I can watch it on TV. They don't want feel the need to experience it, you know. So what we're seeing in these huge rallies for Trump is all this enthusiasm of what's called the monster vote. And what's key about the monster vote is nobody is polling it because nobody knows who it is. Now, there is one poll that shows us who the monster vote is. That's the primary turnout. And all the pollsters are ignoring that. Okay, so not only are they oversampling Democrats in these polls, they're undersampling the monster vote because they say, well, we can't know what it is. Because when they call you for a poll, when they're trying to do a likely voter screen, they say, have you voted in the last two elections? No. Okay, you're not a likely voter. Well, that excludes all the monster vote. Okay, so not only are they oversampling Democrats, they're undersampling the monster vote. So we're setting ourselves up for a tremendous, tremendous win here for Trump. That, I mean, could, you know, shake the political landscape for a long time.
There's another aspect to this which ties into what you were talking about. Of course, Brexit. Immediately before the Brexit vote, the Remain camp was 4 points ahead. The exit polls had them ahead. They were all over the news bragging that it was over within minutes. We know what happened. Brexit won by a numerous million votes, comfortable margin in the end. Is there an aspect to this where, you know, they phone up Trump supporters, they ask, how are you going to vote? And purely through a kind of social stigma alone, many Trump supporters don't want to state on the phone or in public that they're going to vote for Trump. But actually, when it comes down to it, they're going to vote for Trump. Is that a significant amount of people? Is this social stigma thing an actual phenomenon that you think could have an impact?
Sure. I think they called it the shy Tory effect, where people didn't want to say what they really thought. There's a certain amount of that. One of the big problems with polling right now is they call it scientific polling because it's supposed to be a scientifically random sample. But the problem is that there is a response bias that's taking place in polling now that basically means that there are no random samples out there. There are no scientific polls anymore. Back when Reagan was running for office, you got about a 45 or 50 or 60% response rate, meaning the pollster would call your house, you'd answer the phone, and you'd respond to the poll. That made the poll much more scientific. But now the response rate is about 8 or 9%. That means it's no longer scientific because you have an extra added layer in there called a response bias where you don't know who's not answering the phone. You don't know who's not answering your poll when they get on there. A lot of people now are very paranoid about identity theft. So if a total stranger calls you and starts asking you all these personal questions, you're much more likely to, you know, either not answer or to give the safe, politically correct answers because you don't want, you know, some government agency come knocking on your door being sent out by Hillary Clinton that you spoke against her. So there's all that going on and all these different biases going on, which shows that polling is broken. And just to add one thing, here's a perfect example. Investors Business Daily does a poll. It's been very successful the last three cycles. But a lot of people think that, well, you know, if they're doing the polls and they're getting these D plus 10, D plus 8 samples, then that's just what they're getting. And maybe they're telling us that the electorate really is heavily Democrat. But one thing I like about the IDBD poll is they not only give you the weighted sample, they give you the unweighted sample. They give you the raw numbers. And in their raw numbers for the last week and a half, every single poll, they have had an R-plus sample in the raw sample, meaning when they're just calling people randomly, they're getting more Republicans answering than Democrats. It's been anywhere from R-plus 0 to R-plus 5. I think it was R-plus 5 yesterday. Okay, so this is showing the electorate is moving right. It's a Republican sample out there. In every single instance, they have reweighted it to a D plus 7 to D plus 8 sample. So what they're doing is, for instance, they had an R plus 5 sample. They reweighted it to D plus 7. That's a 12-point gift to Hillary just to give her a 1 or 2-point lead. I'm telling you. And they're doing it, I think, you know, people say, is this a conspiracy? Probably. Probably, you know. I mean, look at what we've seen in WikiLeaks. All these pollsters, all these different groups conspiring together to try to win this thing. So, yeah, I think it could be a conspiracy with the pollsters and the DNC.
Well, no, exactly. It came out in the WikiLeaks, but it is a tactic that they formulated to, again, convince people that Hillary Clinton's doing a lot better than she is. Of course, after the first debate, we also saw this in the post-debate polls with CNN. I think it was 26% Republicans versus something like 42% Democrats. The first debate was ridiculously overweighted in favor of Democrats. Of course, after every single debate, the CNN ORC poll said that Hillary Clinton won comfortably, even though the immediate reaction to the second debate, at least, was that Trump crushed her, even amongst, you know, some anti-Trump people, right?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. As people always criticize these flash polls, you know, these post-debate flash polls like the Drudge poll and all these others, you know, they say, well, it's not scientific. Well, you know, none of them are scientific, but they say it's not scientific because it's not a random sample. Well, none of them are random samples. But when you get a, like, 95-5 win for Trump on these, let's say, for instance, the Drudge poll, what you got to remember is that poll is available to everybody. There is no barrier to entry to that poll. And unless you're willing to go through a lot of things with clearing your cookies and all this stuff on your browser, you can only vote once. Each person can only vote once because it records your IP address and doesn't allow you to vote twice. So this is a big win for Trump in these polls. Now, does that mean that Trump is going to win 95-5? No, but what it does do is it measures enthusiasm. It measures energy because that means those Trump supporters were energetic enough to go out there and to vote in that poll, and the Hillary voters were not that energetic. And you see that in the, you know, for instance, in the Republican primaries, I believe there were 12 debates. I think Trump only went to 11. Out of those, I believe that the scientific polls only had him winning one debate out of all of those. And yet, the online flash polls had him winning every one. And guess who was the nominee? 3-1. Trump. Okay? So the flash polls don't predict actual real numbers, but they do predict direction. They do predict enthusiasm. And enthusiasm really pays when it comes time to who the really the likely voter is. And a brand new poll just came out with People's Pundit Daily. No, it wasn't. No, this was the ABC poll. The ABC poll, in just the last week, the enthusiasm for Trump has gone to a 7-point lead. I'm telling you. And they're still polling D plus 10. You know, they're in for a big shock. They're in for a big shock.
The Rasmussen poll came out immediately after and said, you know, the FBI announcement has had no effect on this. But then you drill down into it, and only on October 30 was one of the days where they did the poll. The other dates were before the FBI even made the announcement. Oh. But again, with the debate polls, of course, they say, oh, well, that's trolls. That's the Russians who are voting for Trump. Well, Hillary's campaign admittedly paid trolls to go out on the internet and shill for her. That's a documented fact. So, fine, there are trolls on Trump's side, but there are trolls on Hillary's side as well. I wanted to ask you, in the final minute of this segment, we've got O'Keefe, he's got a new bombshell video set to drop. We've got WikiLeaks entering phase three of their release. On the flip side, we've got speculation, you know, about 9 hours of recordings of private Trump conversations. Do you think the behavior, the mannerism of the Clinton camp suggests that they do have some more dirt to release on Trump, or are they all out of ammo at this point?
I think, this is what I think, and Rush confirmed this today, and we've seen this from some other people. I think that the Democrat leadership has decided that they are actually better off with Trump winning this election. I know that sounds like a bombshell, but this is what I think. They're better off with Trump winning this election because they do not believe Trump will be a good president. Okay, they think he'll be a bad president. And they're not as afraid of it. You know what they're really afraid of? They're not that afraid of Trump. They're afraid of us. We're the movement. They're afraid of the movement. They want to kill the movement, okay? They're not worried about killing Trump. They want to kill the movement. And I think what they've decided is that the Clinton brand is so damaged at this point because it's not just the Hillary, but also the Clinton Foundation that's going to be having problems going forward, that they're better off with a Trump presidency and then try to destroy him as president and run somebody new, a new Barack Obama in 2020 and try to win back Congress in 2018.
We'll be right. Stick with that thought, Bill.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'll be right back.
back for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show before we go back to our guest, Bill Mitchell. Just want to tell you about our other special at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ProPure G2.0 King Gravity Water Filter. 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the flagship ProPure all-in-one gravity water filter. 30% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. It removes heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, pharmaceutical, drug contaminants, fluoride, and so much more from your tap water. We've got lab results at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got five-star independent reviews. Everybody's using a water filter at this point. Get our ProPure 2.0 King Gravity Water Filter for 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, all your support goes to building this platform, to challenging the mainstream media directly. We couldn't have done it without you for the past, what, now near two decades. So we really encourage and appreciate your support by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Going back to our guest here in the final couple of minutes, Bill Mitchell, you were talking before the break. Does the Democratic Party actually have it in their plans to sacrifice Hillary Clinton because they fear she could damage their brand to such a degree? I mean, we saw this with the British Labour Party back in the late 70s. They didn't get back into power for 18, 19 years based on a similar concern about damaging the brand. We see that now with Jeremy Corbyn to some extent. Finish up your quotes that you were saying before the break about, could they be holding back? Could they be sacrificing Hillary so as not to damage the brand of the Democratic Party?
I think they could be. We have some evidence like Barack Obama coming out and supporting Comey and what he's doing with releasing this email investigation. Also, the New York Times printing an article exonerating Trump from having any connections to Russia. I mean, these are very unusual things to be doing. Also, there seems to be some evidence out there amongst major players, Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, where it appears, at least in their Twitter feeds, that they may have unfollowed Hillary. I don't want to say that for sure, but there seems to be some evidence of that. So,
well, Michelle Obama's just deleted all her tweets since 2013, by the looks of it. So that's interesting what's going on there.
Yeah, she has her own FLOTUS, at FLOTUS account, which is her primary personal account. And then she has one that's sort of a super PAC account. And they're the ones that, the super PAC account is the ones that deleted the tweets since 2013. But here's my thinking on this, that the Democrats are saying, you know, this Clinton brand is getting a little stale. It's a little worn out. And not only is Hillary Clinton under FBI investigation, but the Clinton Foundation is as well. And I understand that the FBI sought a grand jury against the Clinton Foundation, and the Department of Justice turned them down. So Hillary Clinton would be starting her presidency under a major cloud that would be very difficult for them and would empower us. See, they're worried about us. They're worried about the movement, and that would empower us. We would have an even bigger voice against them. And then if Hillary ended up getting indicted or she ended up being impeached, then that would be dramatically bad for them. Now, flip the tables here. Let's say they let Trump win. They don't do any of their cheats. They don't do any of the hacks that you guys were talking about on another show. They allow Trump to win. They throw Hillary under the bus. Okay. Then what we can look at is that what's going to happen when Trump becomes president. Okay, they can become the opposition party. They can fight him every step of the way. They can use the media to try to make it look like everything he's doing is failing. Also, we're looking at a major stock market correction when Trump becomes president, because so much of the stock market is based upon these 0% interest rates that are ridiculous. You know, Trump,
it's amazing, Bill. We've run out of time. We'll be sure to get you back on. But again, amazing revelations, Bill. We will get you back on. It's yourvoiceradio.com and search for Bill Mitchell on Twitter. He's absolutely killing it. Again, 200 million impressions. He is the go-to guy when it comes to these polls. That's going to wrap it up for the Alex Jones Show. Be sure to join us again. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.